Now, you may have heard of the group Arathme, but you may not actually know what those letters stand for. It's Association of Relatives and Friends of People with a Mental Illness. And whilst we're getting better and better in society, if someone is walking along on crutches with a busted leg, we just go, oh yeah, they've broken their leg, or if someone's got their arm in a cast or something like that. But when it comes to mental illness, thankfully the walls are being broken down day by day, week by week and year by year, but there's still a long, long way to go. And the fabulous Mental Health Walk is happening this Saturday, and we've managed to lasso Julia Maloney, Mental Health Walk and committee member for Arathme. And Julia, I reckon you are so busy at the moment getting this all organised. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for taking our time out today with us. Thank you.
Not at all. There's so much organisation. Everyone sees these events happen and they think, oh, that'd be easy. But it's like a duck, isn't it? All looks calm on the surface, but the legs are going like the clappers underneath the water.
That's so true.
Now, as I said, when it comes to mental illness, if it's a physical illness, we accept it and it's something we can see, but there still is a little bit of stigma, and that's what you want to try and work out and draw a highlight to with walks like this, isn't it?
It certainly is, and this is our 12th year, and we've seen such a difference in the community and how people now talk so much more openly about mental illness. And it's really raising the awareness, and by people talking, it gives people permission to ask if you're okay and to be closer to each other. It's fantastic the way it's going out in the world now.
Do you find when people are on the walk, it's a perfect icebreaker to discuss it? They're walking along, it's a nice environment, and you'd see people just nattering away, and before they'd know it, the walk's over.
Yeah, you're so right. It's incredible because sometimes it's a bit like a pop-out crowd. People just suddenly come and then we start walking and you get taller and taller as you walk, and there's people from all walks of life that are that come. And as we walk through the mall, quite a lot of the shop owners come out and clap us, and people are talking and laughing, and because we're led by music, it's very uplifting. We carry balloons, so it's very colourful and joyful. It's an incredibly uplifting experience. It makes you feel really comforted and that you've got a sense of a community in Newcastle.
Well, the Newcastle and Hunter Valley community, I keep saying it, if I attend a fundraising event or a charity event, I don't think any community that I've... And I've lived in a lot of communities around Australia. I don't think any community does it better than Newcastle and the Hunter. But I've also got this theory too, and I don't know whether you see it, that you can generally tell by someone's body language what they're feeling. If they're hunched over and they're a little bit down, I would imagine from the start of the walk to the end of the walk, you would physically see people's body language change.
Oh, you are so right. You see them grow to about 20 foot tall, and the smiles on their face are absolutely incredible. And you feel so proud of yourself, and you celebrate that you're with a kindred community that understands you and sometimes how you may feel and sometimes how you may struggle and not talk to people. So it really gives people permission to honour themselves and have compassion for themselves. I can't even express how incredible it is. Just coming on the walk is the way to understand it.
Do you think stepping out...
It's a celebration, Todd, and it truly is a celebration, and it's joyous and it's uplifting.
Do you think it would be a case of stepping out into the light for a lot of people?
It so is. Over the last few years, quite a few people who have come on the walk have come out to their businesses and said that they have a mental illness and felt proud enough and strong enough to actually voice this, and that we've had wonderful feedback that they've been really well received, and it's started a dialogue with their work colleagues, and people are like, thank you so much for saying that, I can now talk to you, and then so many people go and get that help they may need.
It's a brave thing to do, but it's something that we shouldn't feel the need not to. Look, well, I've dialed in some good weather for you. This Saturday, 10 a.m, beginning at Pacific Park. It's only 2 kilometres, so it's a nice walk, culminating in the festivities at Civic Park. Julia, thanks for your time this morning. And look, everyone, please, please, please go along. And even if you don't find that you're particularly suffering at the moment, most of us have or will at some stage in our life, or we know someone near and dear who is. So get along and give Arathme and the walk your support. Julia, good luck. Have a great walk.
Oh, thank you. And if I could just say, they don't have to walk. They can just come down to Civic Park and sit. There's going to be music down there and service providers. So they don't have to walk. They could just come in and relax. It's fun.
Okay, so there's two things happening. There's the Arathme walk and the Arathme relax, yeah?
Yes, and we'll see you there too, Todd, will we?
I plan on coming down and sticking my nose in, so I'll come and say g'day. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Todd. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye. What a bubbly lady, Julia Mullaney's, and they work so hard. So if you can be a part, you can either take part in the walk or you can take part in the relax. It's totally up to you. If you want some details, head to 2NURFM.com and the Todd Sargent Morning Show page. 28 to noon.